An Essex County judge this week dismissed the indictment against Bloomfield, New Jersey police officers Philippone, Fafaro, Di Fabrizio, and Chiarello for the reckless manslaughter of Santiago Villanueva, who was choked to death while experiencing an epileptic seizure in April last year. Witnesses had claimed that the police caused Mr. Villanueva's death by choking him, wrongly believing he was on drugs. Nina Polino from the Justice Committee for Santiago Villanueva spoke about the decision.
He decided to dismiss the indictment, not because the police officers were innocent, but because none of the witnesses could identify by name and badge number the cop that had the knee in the neck. This is just another proof of how racist the system can be when a black poor man gets killed by four white police officers. They need to be held accountable one way or another. Right now, we are asking the Attorney General to take over the case, reopen it, and to investigate why the prosecutor's office did such a bad job in presenting the case. We know why they did a bad job, because they don't want to prosecute their own. But one way or another, there's going to have to be justice, not only in this case, but in all the outstanding cases of police brutality.
Iris Baez, mother of Anthony Baez, who was murdered by police officer Francis Lavoti, also spoke, and her presence galvanized others to step forward with their own experiences. Solange Martinez, a professor at City University of New York, had photographs to show the beating that her mother had received in the Morristown County Court when she attempted to obtain a copy of her house deed. People Organizations for Progress Larry Hamm reminded the crowd of Philip Prunell, Earl Faison, and countless other cases in New Jersey and New York. Jose Luis Ives was 17 when an off-duty Weehawken, New Jersey police officer beat him up so badly on July 16, 2003 that he died in a coma a week later. A grand jury in Hudson County indicted the officer on January 28. Jose Luis Ives Sr. spoke through a translator.
Hasta ahora ya están haciendo el trabajo. Me siento...
As of now, the prosecutor has been doing their job, and that he's 100% hopeful that, you know, he will get justice, because everything is very clear, you know, against the police officer from Weehawken, Alejandro Jaramillo.
Tengo la esperanza de que sí se va a hacer justicia.
Was your son ever in trouble with the police before?
No, never. His family comes from a Christian family. They're all religious. And, you know, they've never been in trouble. The police from Union City tends to be pleasant with the children, but Jaramillo is from Weehawken, and that precinct does characterize itself for having a lot of abuse cases.
The trial of the police officer opens this Monday at the Hudson County Court in Jersey City. A rally is planned for 9 a.m. This is Fred Nguyen in Newark for WBAI Sunday News.